Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Rooftops of Tehran by Mahbod Siraji, narrated by Jonathan Todd Ross and directed by Jeremy M. Brewer. This book is copyrighted 2009 by Mahbod Siraji. This recording is copyrighted 2009 by Recorded Books. In a middle-class neighborhood in Iran's sprawling capital city, 17-year-old Pasha Shahid spends the summer of 1973 on his rooftop with his best friend, Ahmed, joking around and talking about the future. But soon a series of events unfold that awaken him to the reality of living under the rule of a powerful despot in a nation on the brink of revolution. And now, Rooftops of Tehran.
Winter of 1974. Ruzbeh Psychiatric Hospital, Tehran. I hear someone's voice chanting, and the repetitive verses lap like water at the edge of my consciousness. If I had a book, I would read it. If I had a song, I would sing it. I look around until I see an old man standing a few meters away, chanting in a steady, empty tone. The place does not look familiar to me. The blue robe that covers my body, the wheelchair I am sitting in, the sunlight creeping between the shades that warms me, all feel strange. If I knew a dance, I would dance it. If I knew a rhyme, I would chant it. If I had a life, I would risk it. If I could be free, I would chance it. Outside in the yard, men of all shapes and ages shuffle around in blue robes. There is something peculiar about each of them. They look lost. Suddenly, a surge of emotions fills my chest and rushes into my throat. A little nurse with a kind, full face that resembles an apple runs up to me and plants her hands on my shoulders and screams, "Help me out here! Help me out!" A man in a white uniform runs over and tries to hold me down. "Stay in your chair, honey, stay in your chair," Appleface shouts, which means I must be moving. I focus on sitting still and look toward the old man on the far side of the room. He's gazing at me as he frantically repeats his mantra. "If I had a horse, I would ride it. If I had a horse, I would ride it. If I had a horse." I am taken to a room with a bed. An Appleface says, "I'm going to give you a sedative to make you feel better, darling." I feel a pinch in my arm, and suddenly my head and arms become unbearably heavy, and my eyes slide shut. Chapter 1. Summer of 1973. Tehran. My friends, my family, and my alley. Sleeping on the roof in the summer is customary in Tehran. The dry heat of the day cools after midnight, and those of us who sleep on the rooftops wake with the early sun on our faces and fresh air in our lungs. My mother is strictly against it and reminds me each evening, "Hundreds of people fall off the roofs every year." My best friend, Ahmed, and I trade hidden smiles with each warning, then climb the stairs to spend our nights under stars that seem close enough to touch. The alley below settles into a patchwork of streetlight, shadow, and sound. A car hums slowly down the deserted street, cautious not to wake anyone, as a stray dog in the distance releases a string of officious barks. "I hear your mother calling," Ahmed mumbles in the dark. I smile, aiming a good-natured kick that he easily rolls away from. Our house is the tallest in the neighborhood.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?